Good morning. Welcome to St. John Lutheran Church and Christian Preschool. So glad you're here, that we could worship together this morning. On the screen, there have been pictures of some of the artwork from some of our young worshipers that they've done during worship recently and given to us. It's always kind of amazing to get their perspective on things. And in addition to that, there are sometimes words on their artwork. Like last time, someone came in and said all the things they like about worship, but they like the jokes. And they said, "And my joke for you, what did the farmer say to the cows when it was bedtime? It's pastor bedtime." See? Isn't it scary? Over time, the congregation takes on the personality of their pastor. I'm so sorry for you. But since the kids like the jokes so much, why are there no knock-knock jokes about America? Because freedom rings. Stand and greet your neighbors and say, "Happy 4th of July weekend." Happy 4th of July. And you can remain standing as we begin with a brief order of confession and forgiveness printed in the bulletin. We begin in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. Most merciful God, we confess that we are captive to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Amen. In the mercy of Almighty God, Jesus Christ was given to die for us, and for his sake, God forgives us all our sins. As a called and ordained minister of the Church of Christ and by his authority, I therefore declare to you the entire forgiveness of all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We sing our opening hymn, number 812.
Thank you.
But we'll see in our gospel reading in a little bit that Jesus sent his disciples out and they came back and they celebrated what had happened. And I think today we need to celebrate too what happened last Sunday. We had praise in the park. We ended up having over 200 people there from St. John and Messiah plus guests. We worked together with Messiah. We had 9 musicians, an awesome sound guy, and 1 very talented page turner. Make sure and tell Eric I said that. And I know that not all of you went. A lot of you came to the 8 o'clock service. It was so hot and humid. We asked you to pray for us. We appreciate that. There was a nice breeze that came through and made everything very, very comfortable. Although I was told as soon as the pastor stopped preaching, the wind went away. So I don't know. But in addition to that, we raised $373 that went to the food pantry here in Charles City in the loose offering. We had gave away a free meal in the park legally. Even the mayor ate there. We had the inflatables, thanks to your generosity. The kids got to play on the inflatables. We got to christen our new portable Gaga ball pit. We borrowed the 9 square game from Bethany Alliance, which is very nice of them to loan to us. We had a good time, all of us, young and old. And the best thing is we did it together. We worked together. We got out of our building. We went into our community. We were God's love in action. And we were reminded, because we did it with our partners, that we're not alone in this. It's a win. It was a great day. So thank you to God for that wonderful day. Yeah, go ahead. Let's thank you, God. It's just another reminder that the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit is with you all. Please join me in the prayer of the day. O God, the Father of our Lord Jesus, you are the city that shelters us, the mother who comforts us. With your Spirit, occupy us on our life's journey, that we may spread your peace in all the world through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. And you may be seated for the reading.
Do not be decided. God is not mocked. For you reap whatever you sow. If you sow to your own flesh, you will reap corruption from the flesh. But if you sow to the Spirit, you will reap eternal life from the Spirit. So let us not grow worldly in doing what is right, for we reap at harvest time if we do not give up. So then, whenever we have any opportunity, let us work for the good of all, and especially for those of the family of faith.
Here ends the reading. I'd like to invite the kids to come forward for the children's sermon, and as they're doing that, let's sing Jesus Loves Me.
Thank you.
so glad you guys are here today. I want to show you one of my very favorite toys. Okay? You want to see it? Okay. You guys just stay here, okay? You can look at me, but don't come any closer. You'll see why. All right. So, this is a wonderful toy. It is called a bungee ball, which I'm not very good at. I'm trying not to hit you. See? I throw it out, and it comes back. Every time. Out and back. Out and back. You can see why I'm not in sports. Out and back. It helps to catch it. So, see, and this is exactly like our gospel reading today, because Jesus sends his disciples out to do good for people, and they go out and they have a ball. They have so much fun doing good for people. They come back and they say, oh, it was so much fun. And then you know what Jesus does? He sends them out again. And they come back and they say, we had a ball. And he sends them out again and they come back. And it's the same for all of us too. We come to church today and we say, yay, and we celebrate and we learn about Jesus. But then Jesus sends us out. And then we go out to do good and to have a ball, and then we come back and celebrate it. Over and over again. We come, and then he sends us out, and we come, and he sends us out. In fact, this week, we have a group of 29 people who are going to South Dakota. You have family members going to South Dakota, don't you? Right. So we have our youth and some adults who are going to South Dakota to do good things, and then they're going to come back, and we're going to celebrate, and they're going to tell us about it next Sunday. That's the way it works, okay? But you guys, you can go out and do good this week, too. In fact, I want you guys to have a ball as well. So I have these little chocolate balls, okay? So what I want you to do in a minute, when we're done praying, go see Kim, and she's going to give each of you three of them, okay? I want you to keep one for yourself and give two of them away, okay? So we're sending you out to do some good. All right. So everybody, let's bow our heads, fold our hands, repeat after me. Dear Jesus, please send me out to do some good and help me to have a ball. Amen. Thanks for coming up. Go see Kim and get your candy. And let's stand for the gospel acclamation. The Holy Gospel today is written in the 10th chapter of the Gospel of Luke. After this, the Lord appointed 70 others and sent them on ahead of him in pairs to every town and place where he himself intended to go. He said to them, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, ask the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest. Go on your way. See, I am sending you out like lambs into the midst of wolves. Carry no purse, no bag, no sandals, and greet no one on the road. Whatever house you enter, first say, 'Peace to this house.' And if anyone is there who shares in peace, your peace will rest on that person. But if not, it will return to you. Remain in the same house, eating and drinking whatever they provide, for the laborer deserves to be paid. Do not move about from house to house. Whenever you enter a town and its people welcome you, eat what is set before you. What is set before you, cure the sick who are there, and say to them, the kingdom of God has come near to you. But whenever you enter a town and they do not welcome you, go out into its streets and say, even the dust of your town that clings to our feet, we wipe off in protest against you. Yet know this, the kingdom of God has come near. Whoever listens to you listens to me, and whoever rejects you rejects me, and whoever rejects me rejects the one who sent me. The 70 returned with joy, saying, Lord, in your name even the demons submit to us. He said to them, I watched Satan fall from heaven like a flash of lightning. See, I have given you authority to tread on snakes and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing will hurt you. Nevertheless, do not rejoice at this, that the spirits submit to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
And you may be seated.
Horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty Hi-Yo Silver, the Lone Ranger.
Any Lone Ranger fans here? All right, just a few. That's great. When my dad loved watching that show as a kid when it came out in the 1950s, and then I loved watching the reruns of that show in the 1970s. Kind of cool that both of us that bridge that generation gap, that we both like to watch the same show. It's kind of like Star Wars today. We have parents and kids who watch Star Wars together and who love it. But you know, really, when you think about it, the Lone Ranger and Star Wars are really kind of the same show. They're both about people who are looking for justice. Now, a few years ago, Walt Disney Studios, they put out a Lone Ranger movie, and in the movie, they gave some of the backstory about how the Lone Ranger became the Lone Ranger. They told us that in 1869, somewhere near Colby, Texas, a young district attorney named John Reed was riding with a group of Texas Rangers when they were suddenly attacked by a group of outlaws who attacked them and killed everybody in the group except for John Reed. He was unknowingly left for dead out in the Texas backcountry. But then as he was lying there, surely to not be alive much longer, all of a sudden a person of the Comanche tribe shows up named Tonto. He puts John on a horse, takes him to safety, and after John has revived a little bit, they have this conversation.
It's my brother's vest.
Eyes cut by the bullets that killed him. From the great beyond, he will protect you. And the ones you love.
You want me to wear a mask?
The men you seek think you are dead, Kemosabe. Better to stay that way.
All right. But if we ride together, it's to bring these men to justice in a court of law. Is that understood?
Justice is what I seek, Kemosabe.
Justice. What is justice? There's a story from the Civil War about a soldier that was caught doing something wrong. He was brought before General Lee, and the young soldier was just trembling and shaking with fear. And the general said to him, young man, you have nothing to worry about. Justice will be done here. To which the soldier said, that's what I'm worried about. So often we equate justice with punishment. that justice is about getting what we deserve. But justice is about so much more than that. It's about doing what's right. But the thing is, what's right depends on whose eyes you're looking through, right? There are different kinds of justice, different versions of what's right. There's legal justice, which is about doing what's right in the eyes of the law, which involves the court systems. There's street justice, also known as cowboy justice, which is doing what's right in the eyes of the person who has been wronged, which means no judge, no jury, just payback. There's toddler justice, which is doing what's right in the eyes of a toddler, which generally means staying up late, not having to share, getting to eat ice cream whenever they want, and listening to their favorite song 47 times in a row. Right? That's what's right in the eyes of a toddler. And there's divine justice, doing what's right in the eyes of God. In our gospel reading today, Jesus sends 70 of his disciples out to do divine justice, to do what's right in God's eyes, to go out into the world and to heal people, to bring wholeness, and to share the good news of God's love. Jesus says, I'm sending you out into the world, into the wolves and the snakes and the scorpions, a world full of evil, and I want you to do God's justice. I want you to love people. And it's a new kind of justice, a kind of justice they had never heard of before. They were used to hearing an eye for an eye, a hand for a hand, but Jesus is saying, no, in God's justice, we put relationships ahead of rules. So he said, our rules say that you take everything with you that you need to take care of yourself. Jesus said, take nothing with you and be friends with the people you meet and trust them to take care of you. The rules say only eat the food that's kosher, the food that is clean for you to eat according to the rules of our religion. But Jesus said, don't worry about that. Just eat whatever they set in front of you, even if they're not part of our religion. It's more important for you to accept their hospitality than it is that you eat according to our rules. The rules say that if somebody wrongs you or rejects you, you can reject them. You can get even. Jesus said, if somebody rejects you, leave them in peace. Jesus sent them out to do justice, which means being good to people is the most important thing. And he said, whatever you do, don't go alone. Take a buddy. Don't do it by yourself. You can't do it by yourself. In the kingdom of God, there are no lone rangers, Jesus said. Well, he didn't literally say that because there wasn't a lone ranger back in Jesus' day. I mean, Dad is old, but he's not that old. Okay? So there are no lone rangers in the kingdom of God. And when you think about it, really, even the lone ranger wasn't a lone ranger. Right? He had Tonto by his side all the time. And as I was reminded of again last week when I saw Spamalot here in Charles City, there's this great scene where King Arthur, played by some guy who sits in the pew behind me every Sunday, King Arthur sings the song, I'm all alone, all by myself. Right? And then Patsy, his faithful sidekick, chimes in, yes, he's all alone, except for me, right? And then the knights come on stage and they join in and sing, he's all alone, all by himself, there's no one here beside him. And yet here they all are, right beside him, with him, even if he doesn't recognize it. And it's the same with us. There are no lone rangers in the kingdom of God. There are always people beside us and with us and partners in this ministry, whether we recognize it or not. There is a story that comes from medieval Turkey about a man who was hungry. He was in the marketplace. All he had to eat was one loaf of bread. That was his food for the day, and he found a meat vendor. And so he took the loaf of bread, and he held it over the top of the cooking meat in order to absorb the smell of the meat into his bread and to flavor it. Well, the meat vendor saw him, and he grabbed him and dragged him to the magistrate and said to the magistrate, I demand justice, and told the magistrate what had happened. He thought for a moment. The magistrate pulled out a bag of coins, and he jingled it in front of the man, and he said, I'm giving you justice. The sound of these coins is payment for the smell of your meat. course, the man didn't agree with him, right? We don't always agree on what's right, right? And when it comes to justice, we don't always agree on what needs to be done and what the right thing is. And it had to have been the same way when Jesus sent out the 70 to do good in the world. They were different people from different places, different walks of life, different ages, different experiences. They could not have agreed on everything, and yet they went out and they did good amongst the scorpions. It's been 3 years this coming week. It'll be 3 years since the tragedy at the Pulse nightclub in Orlando, Florida, where a lone gunman came in and took the lives of 49 people. And besides it being a terrible tragedy, when that happened, it brought up several issues all at once that many of us don't agree on. You know, it brought up issues about how do we deal with gun violence. It brought up LGBTQ issues. It brought up issues around immigration. And there was just a lot of discussion and argument at that time. 3 years ago, I was serving in the Northwest Synod of Wisconsin. Our bishop was Bishop Rick Hoimy. And he sent out a letter in the days after that talking about how when that tragedy happened, he was on vacation with his grandkids. And he talked about the strangeness of simultaneously playing with his grandkids and their toys and having a nice time and watching this terrible tragedy unfold in Orlando, and how he just kept praying that his grandchildren would be able to live in a world better than the one that we have today. He reminded us of Micah 6:8, which tells us what God expects of us, that we would seek justice, love mercy, and walk humbly with our God. And then he said, I hold my own political views on how to best proceed in the prevention of this type of violence in the future. I am certain that many of you do as well, and that some of us do not agree about what needs to be done. But as Christians, can we agree that the beautiful words below are a place where conversation can begin and hatred can end? And he quoted from Romans 12, let love be genuine. Hate what is evil. Hold fast to what is good. Love one another with mutual affection. Outdo one another in showing honor. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be haughty, but associate with the lowly. Do not claim to be wiser than you are. Do not repay anyone evil for evil, but take thought for what is noble in the sight of all. If it is possible, so far as it depends on you, live peaceably with all. We are sent out to do divine justice, to love each other, where being good to people is the most important thing.
1776.
A dream was birthed from the pens of our founding fathers. A big dream. A dream so dangerous to the world that it needed to be protected. A dream that all people are created equal. May not have been perfect, but we still strived and reached for a more united union, because democracy compels us to dream. We are a nation founded on radical ideas of freedom and peace and the pursuit of happiness. This is not a static nation. This is a living, breathing country. Stretched and pulled and pushed in different directions, but at the core is freedom. Because democracy necessitates freedom. We may not be perfect, but we press on to correct the wrongs and injustices that exist, because democracy requires justice for all. May we always remember that democracy was forged in the furnace of sacrifice. And a democracy whose people don't sacrifice is no democracy at all. Because democracy requires sacrifice. So today, we celebrate our great nation. We celebrate our freedoms and remember our missteps. All to honor the great and dangerous dream that we are one nation under God, indivisible, pursuing liberty and justice for all.
Just as Jesus sent out the 70 in our gospel reading to show God's love and to do justice, to do what's right in God's eyes, we are sent as well. We are sent together into the world. Even though we don't all agree with each other, still we are sent out to do justice. Let us not grow weary in doing what's right. Let's hate what is evil and let our love be genuine. My favorite part of the gospel reading today is when they come back, and they are so excited. It worked. It actually worked. We went out, and we loved people in the midst of all the evil and the wolves and the snakes and the scorpions. We did it. We put relationships ahead of rules. We weren't lone rangers. We went together. We worked together, even though we don't always agree with each other, and there was a great harvest of love. Jesus sent them out, and it worked. And he sends us out to make it work today. Amen. Let's stand and sing. And please join me as we proclaim together what we believe in the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. And let's join our hearts together in prayer. God of love, sometimes it seems like evil is winning and we want to give up. But Lord, renew us and strengthen us in our calling to work for what's good in your eyes. And Lord, help us to work together despite our differences. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord, be with our youth and adults as they go on their mission trip to South Dakota this week. Give them joy as they do good for others and bring them back safely to share the story next Sunday. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Spirit of healing and hope, we pray that you would be with all who are in need. We pray today especially for Carl and Linda Johnson, for Mike Lau, Alice Wolf, Jack Hulbert, Bob Dite, Sandra Link, Dan Carey, B.J. Gifford. We pray for the people of California as they go through earthquakes, and we pray that you would help them through their difficulty. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We thank you also, Lord, for all those who have sacrificed for our freedom, and we pray that you would protect and support the women and men who are currently serving in the armed forces and their families. We pray today especially for Kim Hall, Alex Binger, and Robson Shanklin. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for those others who are on our hearts as we name them silently before you now. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Into your hands, O God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ our Lord. We all say, Amen. The peace of the Lord be with you always. Let's share that peace with one another. And you may be seated as we continue with the offering, and we sing our offering hymn number 679.
Thank you.
And we pray the offertory prayer. O Lord our God, maker of all things, through your goodness you have blessed us with these gifts. With them we offer ourselves to your service and dedicate our lives to the care and redemption of all that you have made, for the sake of him who gave himself for us, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And we remember how in the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." And we pray together the prayer our Lord taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Everybody is invited to come forward to receive the body and blood of Christ. By God's grace, we are saved. On the altar today, we have the home communion kits reminding us that this meal is being extended out to many other people in our community who are a part of our fellowship, even though we don't see them here today. We have both wine and grape juice available. The wine is red, the grape juice is white, and in the center of the tray of cups, we have gluten-free wafers on the organ side. Anybody who's not communing today is welcome to come forward to receive a blessing. Jesus is the host, and we are his guests, the food of God for the people of God. Come, for all is ready. And you may be seated. May the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Amen. I want to say thank you to Arlene Thomas for the altar flowers today and for sponsoring today's radio broadcast in memory of loved ones. I see we've got our people out in the narthex ready to sign you up for the photo directory. Make sure you get that, get scheduled. We want to have you in our directory and to be part of this community, this family, and it just really helps me to put names and faces together to have everybody in the directory. So if you would sign up to do that, we would love it. You know, what's the difference between a duck and George Washington? One has a bill on his face, the other has his face on a bill. Time to go, isn't it? Yeah, okay. So, speaking of bills, I just want to say thank you for all of your support for our youth, the fundraisers that you help with, the offerings that you give. We send them off with our love and our prayers tomorrow. Keep them in our prayers. Please keep them in your prayers as they go out to serve in our name this week. So let's stand for the benediction. May Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit bless you now and forever. Amen. And we sing our sending hymn number 888. Peace. Share the good news. Thanks be to God.